Well, welcome to day three. Today, we're going to move into depth on that first of the seven master steps. How do I really understand and appreciate this person's world? If I'm going to influence somebody, I got to know what already influences them. I can't judge them. I got to appreciate them. How can I do that in depth? I think you're going to find the session very impactful and, frankly, a lot of fun. But I want to introduce you to my partner in this process, Dr. Andy Freire. He's going to partner in some of the introductions here to help guide you through this process, because as we go through these days, you're going to be hearing from me in different ages and stages of life, because I've developed so many tools over the years that some of them I don't teach currently in a program, and yet those tools I still use. So I want you to know a little bit about Andy's background. Andy started out working for Procter & Gamble and then became an entrepreneur. So he's been on both sides of the fence where you're creating change in a big organization or changing a smaller group of people. In fact, he grew his first company from one person to 1,000 employees in just a four-year span. And he collaborates weekly with CNN's Spanish division as their expert entrepreneur. He graduated with an economic degree, magna cum laude, from the University of San Andres in Buenos Aires. And he's also been to Harvard Business School. He's been distinguished by the World Economic Forum as a, quote, global leader for tomorrow, and by the Endeavor Foundation as Latin America's Entrepreneur of the Year. I can't think of somebody better qualified to be a partner in this process than Andy. Andy, take it away.
Thanks, Tony, for that kind introduction. As Tony said, my name is Andy Freire. I'm excited and privileged to be here with you on your leadership journey throughout the course of this program. But first, you might be wondering, who the heck is this guy? And what's up with this weird accent? Let me spend a couple of minutes telling you a little bit about myself. I'm originally from Argentina, but my grandparents are originally from Italy, and I now live in the U.S. So I consider myself sort of a citizen of the world. Developing leaders is my true passion. For the last 15 years, I've been supporting both the creation of new companies and also the development of nonprofit organizations, doing work such as developing entrepreneurs in countries like Turkey and India. I created companies in the office supplies industry. I created an office supplies company that was sold to Staples with 1,000 employees. But I also supported businesses in the computer gaming industry, in the beer industry, in the coffee brewing industry, in the trade show industry. But my current passion, my baby, is a company called Accelent. Accelent is a global consulting firm with presence in over 20 countries that works with probably the largest companies in the globe, trying to support them and help them make their leaders become much more engaged and connect with a sense of meaning at a completely different level. So what we do with these leaders is help them find ways to engage people and connect with their sense of increased passion and excitement in everything they do, both at work and beyond. So I've worked in a leadership capacity in business for many years, and it's been extremely rewarding. But I've got to tell you, sometimes I think that being a parent may be one of the most fulfilling and challenging leadership roles of all. I am blessed to have a wonderful wife and three kids, and to also have the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of others through my work. Leadership goes way beyond our contribution at work or in our businesses. It has the ability to make a lasting impact on others and even the world. Now, that may sound like an idealistic view, but think of those leaders in the world that have made a huge impact, whether it's Martin Luther King, Winston Churchill, Mother Teresa, or Gandhi. Each of them had their own unique leadership styles and made a huge contribution in the world. Just one person making a huge difference. Or think of someone in your own life that has made a real difference. Maybe it was a high school coach, a teacher, a parent, or even a friend. I'm guessing if you're listening to this program, you too want to have some sort of impact. And for that, I honor you from the bottom of my heart. I truly believe the tools in this program will help you refine your leadership and give you a new approach to creating lasting change. But before we begin today's session, I want to tell you that the audio you're going to hear in the coming sessions includes truly rare content that has been taken from Tony at live events. These sessions are the best of him teaching this content. While they were not all recorded professionally, we thought they were too valuable not to be included. As you know, with Tony, magic happens in the most unpredictable places, and we're grateful to have had someone there to capture it. So I'll be checking in with you throughout these next 8 sessions, and I'm excited for the adventure and learnings that lie ahead of us. Today we're going to start looking at our first of the 7 master steps. Step 1, understand and appreciate their world. When you start to understand and appreciate another person's world, you cut to the core of what drives that person. And you know, this might sound pretty easy to do, but let me tell you, it's not that easy. You know what the main problem is? We tend to see the world the way we are. We have our own filters and our own lenses to see the world. And it's very difficult to be able to stretch and see the world other people see through their filters and not ours. It is critically important to really take the time to understand a person and know what influences them, what they want, what they value, what they are afraid of, or what they believe in order to see the filters through which they experience their own life. There's a fantastic piece of research conducted by Piaget. Piaget was a famous researcher. He loved working with children. And the story says that, well, he was with this 5-year-old child. He decided to paint one face of the cube in red color and the opposite face of the cube in green color. And then he would go and show the 5-year-old child that the cube had one face that was green and the opposite face that was red. And then what he would do is he would stand in front of the child holding the cube and he would ask the child, "What color do you see?" And the child would say, "I see green." And then he would ask the child, "What color do you think I see?" And the child would say, "Green." And then he would go back to the child and said, "Well, no, do you see there's one face that is red and the opposite face that is green? So now let's do the exercise again." So now he would show the child the red face. And he would say, "What color do you see?" And the child would say, "I see red." And then he would ask the child, "What color do you think I see?" And the child would say, "Red." And then he repeated this exercise 100 times, getting always the same result. So you can see how hard it is to transcend something that is very much ingrained from our childhood that would allow us to be able to see someone else's world from their own filters and not ours. Now remember this, you can't influence someone when you're judging them. As Tony said yesterday, to influence someone, you have to know what already influences them. In just a minute, Tony will share with you some incredible tools and distinctions on how to really understand a person at their core and to understand what is driving them. We call this next session your model of the world because we're all unique individuals and see and experience the world differently. Throughout the years, Tony has identified and crafted a blueprint of key components that shape who we are and the way we live our lives. He has chunked these into 3 distinct components that make up your model of the world. The first thing he will talk about is what's called your driving force. Remember the 6 human needs he talked about earlier in the program? When you look at what drives a person, you will be looking at which of these 6 needs they value most. The second chunk is called their guiding force. In this session, you will learn the 7 elements that make up this guiding force, what Tony calls their map. We will go through what these 7 elements are and even give you an example involving a man named Jim to show you how Tony elicits someone's model of the world. The third chunk is what Tony calls their fuel of choice. What are their habitual patterns of emotions that shape who they are and how they look at the world? I've got to tell you, today Tony is going to go over a lot of information. So if you can pull out your manual and reference the notes, it will really help. This is probably the most detailed step of the 7 master steps. You may even want to go back and re-listen to this session a few times, since there's so much great information. So, without further ado, let's get started. Here once again is Tony Robbins.